most of my career has been at Travis Air Force Base in California, Northern California. Right now I am on loan to DOD working on the New Beginnings Performance Management System design project.
Throughout your career, you've had the responsibility of communicating back and forth with the Pentagon here in Washington. What kind of a sense over the years did you have of the ability of the folks here to understand what was going on at the installations around the country?
Well, I think they do understand because most of the folks that worked at the Pentagon only worked there for a few years, the military in particular. They come from the field to the Pentagon as an assignment rather than spending their entire career there.
The circulation seems to be important to folks that we've talked about in agencies all over the government, the idea that folks don't just spend their entire careers here in Washington.
Absolutely. Mobility is a big issue when you're looking at progressing up the career field ladder. A lot of career fields, you have to basically, check the box. You have to have worked here and there and there and in order to progress in your career.
Now you have some unique perspective into this situation, too, because you don't have just your own career to think about. You are in communication with managers in all agencies, all across government, in your role with the Federal Managers Association. As you talk to them, especially as you talk to people from the chapters around the country, what are some of the frustrations and or some of the challenges or some of the good things and success stories that you hear about dealing with D.C. from these folks that are in the field offices?
We usually, when we hear from folks in the field offices, they're usually dealing with their local command. So they deal with them more often than they would deal with DOD unless they're at an intermediate command level.
What about folks at other agencies that you talk to through your role with FMA? Do they have the same mobility benefits that you talked about in DOD, or do the structures that you hear about at other agencies not really allow for that as much?
I don't think it allows for it as much. I mean, most federal agencies are not as widespread as DOD. I mean, DOD employees can go all over the world. Whereas if you're working at Social Security, there's a finite number of offices that you're going to be going to. You're not going to get to do a tour in Germany or a tour in Italy, or the Pacific.
Are there things that managers here in Washington, you think, and again, not just at DOD, but at agencies across government, could do besides get out to see the actual field offices more? Are there things that you think they could do to maybe drive a better understanding of what's happening at their offices around the country?
I know one of the things that DOD does is encourage TDYs to DOD or to the Pentagon or to, one of the field offices here in the D.C. area, especially like for like Air Force Reservists frequently do their annual tour here in this area so that they can get experience. And that way they can also share their experiences with the folks that are here.
If there was one or two improvements that you could make on keeping those lines of communication open, what do you think you would do?
I think I would like to see more feedback from the field directly to the agencies here in the D.C. area, because it is a whole different world when you're at an installation or you're at a Social Security field office or you're at an IRS office somewhere. It's very different than it is here.
Do you think that the folks in D.C. sometimes forget that and just assume, well, the way we do business is the way everybody in our agency does business because we're all working toward the same mission?
I think so. And I think that if there may be some individuals who have never worked in the field, and particularly, in support type functions here, maybe legal or personnel or something like that. And it is a different world at the field level than it is in a higher level position.
The folks that you talk to, the members that you talk to in the Federal Managers Association, are they talking at all about the perception in their individual communities of federal employees and that we hear sometimes here in Washington, especially from members of Congress? Is that bleeding through at all to the local communities where your people work?
I don't think it bleeds through as much because the people in our local communities know that we're the folks that live next door to them. We are the ones that are coaching their kids' softball games or football games, the ones volunteering to, you know, to give blood or sitting next to them in church. So I think the people out in the field realize that federal employees are their neighbors and are in the same situations they are in a lot of cases. Where here in the Beltway, it doesn't look like that to a lot of the congresspeople.